Hey, how's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes.
Hey, bud. Just checking in. I wanted to let you guys know that you're right around 40. According to my numbers, you're about 42% paid into your current loan. So you're almost at a point where they'll consider doing a renewal for you guys. So I didn't know if you wanted to look into it or not. Just thought I'd check in with you, though.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. I mean, right now, I would say that. Not at this time, but you know, I'll keep that in mind if something comes up here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, just keep us in mind. I mean, you're at 42%. I mean, by the end of the month, you should be at 50. Then they'll really consider it. So, as far as documents would need, we'd need just 3 months of business bank statements. So it's
right.
June now. You probably haven't received your May statement yet. So yeah, if you get that, you want to consider it. At least wait till you get your May statement, and then if you want to go further, July as well. But that's kind of where we're at. So, yeah, if you're ready or, whenever you want to look into it, just let us know, and that's all we would need, just those 3 months of bank statements, and they'll kick back an approval and show me the numbers, and I can show that to you.
Okay. Now, what would you like with the balance? Just take that and just flip that over and make it a new loan and start it over, or what?
That's a good question. And they do it different almost every single time, it seems like. But I think in your case, what they would do is just they'll probably try to keep the payment where it's at currently, and then just add the difference and try not to affect that percentage of your sales or your revenue based on what they see as far as cash flow goes. So it's kind of a confusing answer, I guess, to give you, but usually our whole goal is to try not to affect more than 8% of your gross daily sales on average. So that's kind of how they'll kick back the actual daily payment, and that's how much of a difference of an approval you'll get, if that makes sense. So they'll probably keep the amount that you currently have and then just add to it. We could possibly
just extend it on out, the time on out, and keep the payment about where it's at, is what you're saying?
Right. I mean, that's more likely what it's going to look like. But then they could also sometimes, what they'll do is try to consolidate your first position loan into this, and consolidate everything into one and put you in a better situation that way, too. I'm not sure how far you're paid into your current one. That one was with us, too, as well, right? I believe you funded that one. Do you still have a first position loan as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how far you're paid into that one? Because you should be right around 50% paid into that one too. So what they might actually do is just consolidate the two into one and give you the cash flow difference out and then try to keep your payment around the same as well. But it's just so random every time, though. It's hard for me to give you a real exact answer. But
yeah. Okay. I'll keep that in mind then.
Yeah, sure, no problem. And just to give you a heads up, they usually try to keep you in at least put you in a better situation, than what you're currently in, at all means. So
yeah, okay. All right,
Ray.
Thanks.
You too. Appreciate
it. Bye.
Bye.